Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, who doesn't give a flying flip anymore. But anyway, we're currently talking with Jeff over in Colorado, I believe it is. Jeff, I have another caller here, so you want to finish up what you were going to say there, young man?
Oh, I forgot what I was talking about.
Well, don't forget, you lose two things.
I was just saying that when I was a kid, man, if it was 35 below, they'd just say, tough it out and go to work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Out in the cold, you know?
Yeah, I used to do satellite dishes and show up at someone's house at 21 below, and they'd say, you're here? I said, yeah, why not? I wear Carhartts. I'm not. The only problem I have is putting ends on the cables. You had to heat them up.
One time I got stranded up in Fargo, and the wind chill was 88 below. And
I had a wife just, like that. Don't feel
bad. You know, because I was living in a truck, and I got my dog with me and stuff. And I take my dog out walking every morning, and people would come up and say, you want to ride somewhere, you know? I was like, no, I'm good. I was all dressed up. I had my Carhartts on and a nice balaclava and stuff, you know? And now all of a sudden they're making out like, it's so cold.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to catch your voice there, but hey, I appreciate you calling in, okay, Jeff? Okay, sounds good. Bill in Wisconsin, good evening, William. How you doing over there?
Yeah, Keith, how you been?
Oh, not too shabby for a white guy on a reservation.
Yeah, as long as you can keep your scalp. Hey, listen,
that was the other way around. It was the white guys that scalped the Indians.
Yeah. We're talking about Trump here. In my opinion here, he continues to sell us out. And you brought up points about, the unborn children and so forth and the abortion. I don't know, a friend of mine sent me an article from Catholic Family News, and it pointed out the fact that two states, okay, Kansas and Louisiana, had brought a case to the United States Supreme Court. They had been denied in a lower court the opportunity to defund Planned Parenthood. So the case went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that they were not going to hear the case. Justice Roberts, who we know has had problems in the past, you know, and so forth, and has come up with bad decisions. But also, lo and behold, the new so-called conservative that everybody wanted to see on the Supreme Court, Judge Kavanaugh, the two of them, Roberts and Kavanaugh, joined with the liberals on the court to deny having these cases brought before the Supreme Court. Now, what
know,
that means
Kavanaugh
is
linked to so many dirty deals, especially during the Clinton administration.
Yeah. Well, this article, okay, in Catholic Family News, quotes a gentleman by the name of Cliff Kincaid, and his website is americassurvival.com, and he's published a report called concerning the deep state wears black robes, and you can get that.
I think I've heard of that, William.
Yeah, this is not good, but he had pointed out, okay, that Rod Rosenstein and Kavanaugh worked with the investigation of Ken Starr, supposedly to, against Clinton. And what that was a sham investigation. It had nothing to do with the major problems of the Clintons that should have been investigated and he should have been impeached for.
Right.
So here we have supposedly the smartest president that ever held the position of office of president. And once again, he comes and puts a deep state guy on the Supreme Court, and everybody is being fooled. I had heard that full statement by Susan Collins prior to Kavanaugh's vote in the Senate. And there wasn't anything in that statement she made that indicated he was going to be against abortion. She was totally convinced that he was going to keep Roe v. Wade and not overturn it.
Yeah, Bill, so you have Trump's to understand something in politics. In politics, you always play both sides. Like Donald Trump wants the wall. The Israelis or the Zionist Jews openly admit that they're behind immigration. Who's getting the contracts to build border fences? The Israelis. You always play both sides. It's good cop, bad cop.
Well, it's time that the, this guy that has a show called The Trump Phenomenon, and he won't allow anyone to go on there and to criticize Trump. Or if they start doing it, he goes ballistic, or, he just occupies all of the conversation, which does not allow, the opposition
we don't want to bash the other host here, because I believe in a democracy to where people have freedom of speech and they can voice their own opinions and stuff like that. However, if you have a host that will not let you voice your opinion, then I would be highly speculative about anything they were saying, because anyone involved in so-called truth movement or for advancement of this republic would allow everyone to freely voice their opinions and not stifle them.
That's correct. And I'm not saying he should be stifled. I'm saying that...
No, he stifles his listeners and callers.
That's correct. That's correct.
And as far as Trump there, Bill, when I used to work at the radio station, one of my nicest times was to play Paul Harvey, to where he'd say, "Hello, everyone, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news." So I have a story coming up on Trump that you might like. Or maybe not.
Well, look what they're doing in Venezuela, for Pete's sakes.
Yeah, I'm getting into that here, so I don't want to go into that yet here because I got another caller here, Bill.
Okay.
But I do. I'll fully explain Venezuela here in just a second, though. But I'll take another caller here. Hey, thanks for calling in there, and I always appreciate
you. That's all right.
Okay?
You got a good show. I really appreciate it.
All right, my best to you. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good one there, Dave in Nevada.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad. How's the sagebrush over here?
We're surviving. I just wanted to kind of chime into what you were talking about with Bill, with these justices on the Supreme Court, and how actually, none of them are actually conservative.
No.
None of them. And it's supposed to be kind of split. If you look at the split, it's not a split because there's nine of them. But it's almost 50-50, quote-unquote, Catholic. And then the other side is Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
If you just look at their backgrounds. But what's a little bit deeper that people need to look at is that those supposed Catholics who are on the Supreme Court, they're all members of a small elite group called the Knights of Malta.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Knights of Malta are not a Catholic group.
No, they're all linked to the ADL. They're all linked to the ADL.
Yeah. And they are basically a secret society.
Yep.
And they once, centuries ago, were Catholic when they first started out. Like they're a very old organization, but they were taken over basically after the French Revolution or during the French Revolution.
Yep.
And so people they need to realize that, for instance, the guy that's in New York. He's a supposed Catholic, the one that was kind of advocating, or New York or New Jersey, the one that was advocating after birth abortions, like right out of the womb.
Right, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
He's supposed to be Catholic as well, but he's not Catholic.
Yeah.
These people, and you'll look at all these cardinals, and like, they'll just say something like, well, we can't excommunicate this guy because that would be a harsh punishment.
Mm-hmm.
So you know this whole thing is just rigged.
Yeah, you know, Dave...
It's rigged all the way to the top.
Yeah, I'll give you my definition of what I see as judges in our judicial system. It's like a prowler car that's undercover who's got their darn windows tinted so damn bad that pulls you over because your windows are tinted.
Right. I understand that.
It's a smokescreen. I mean, it's all... Remember... There was that one article where they had lowered the speed limits down in the towns to 25 miles an hour. It wasn't to facilitate anyone else. It was to facilitate making more traffic stops to generate more revenue. That's all it was. It wasn't for safety or anything else.
Yep. And those,
they call
those rules.
Jerkwater towns. Jerkwater towns where you drive through and the sheriff tries to write you up for whatever it is and you got to post bail and all stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, the rules were made for us, not for them.
Correct.
All the signs, the laws, it's for us. It's not for them because they don't abide by those laws.
Yeah, they have just us and we have just this.
I mean, and this is what's interesting. Going back to the Knights of Malta, they actually have their organization is the only organization that is a member of the UN, the United Nations, as a sovereign. That they're a sovereign group without land. They don't have a country, but they actually have they're the only group in the UN that has membership status as almost like a nation state, that kind of sovereignty. It's really interesting. But anyway, I'll let you go.
All right, my bestie. William Cooper, or Bill Cooper's got on his archives on archive.org, there's four series on the ADL about how they've infiltrated all these groups. And of course, it all links back to the same thing. Take 4 hours of your life and listen to that. You'll see exactly how the taking of Bibles from the schools, all this stuff like that, is ritual sacrifice. I mean, they're all linked to the same thing. And, of course, we're not supposed to pay attention to this. We're supposed to be – well, I'll get into this because I have more stories coming up on that, okay? But anyway, have a good evening, okay? All right. I guess you're gone there. So, anyway, have a good one there. Anyway, on Venezuela, the world – knows what's going on, and we can see the fascism and tyranny from this. As I mentioned, that video I was going to have Kenneth play earlier there, but it's too long really there, but it's about 12 minutes of all these different dialects and stuff, and you'd have to go through the interpreters and stuff, and of course you lose the context, you know. So anyway, Secretary Pompeo has said without a hint of irony, now listen to this, that Iran's government was leading the country into wars in Syria, Yemen, Iraq, Lebanon, against the will of the Iranian people. Listen to that. Remember General Wesley Clark's 7 countries in 5 years, all mentioned. Furthermore, the absurd accusation that Hezbollah now is in Venezuela. And of course, now we see Russia and China is on their crosshairs, too. Ooh. And of course, this is an attempt to link the two countries to, in order to delegitimize both of their governments at the same time. The announcement foreshadows a potential for an abrupt and extreme escalation of U.S. attacks on Iran now. I forget the general's name about 2.5, maybe 3 years ago, said that the United States should be prepared to fight a seven-front war. Anyway, so we see the U.S. escalations with Venezuela, and they're using all these humanitarian issues. As mentioned earlier, my beautiful friend there, Patty, and her twist there with her boyfriend, Rubio, down there. When they call out all these humanitarian crises, like the staged burning of these aid vehicles on the Colombian side of the bridge, and then the guy that lit the thing got beat up for not getting paid and demanding his money. You know, I mean, these are provocations. Believe me, foreign powers are seeing through this. And, of course, remember Venezuela's oil and, of course, Russia's contracts to mine gold there. And British refusing to give Venezuela's gold back. The British held the gold for Germany, who in turn secured the loans from Turkey so that Venezuela could buy food from two administrations in the United States who were starving the Venezuelan people to death. Just like Iraq, 500,000 killed, you know, children dead, the price is worth it. If you don't believe you've got a corrupt government, wake up. But anyway, I mean, seriously, I wonder when Americans who proudly, you know, I mean, daily it seems like, who are just, I guess it's patriotism, who are proudly throwing their sons on the bayonets of other nations who are actually defending themselves from this imperialism will ever wake up. Seriously, guys, you as a parent, if you are a parent, you don't go through all the pride of raising a son or a daughter, or an it nowadays, to hopefully carry on your family name and slave for 17 to 18 years to raise that child, dealing with all their training to be a good poster child for your name, to reflect your values of preserving life, being honest towards all, and then to go have him go off to another illegal war based on these total lies, and then have him return with mass PTSD issues, limbs missing to where you have to wipe his butt or her butt for the rest of her life, or send him to a center and have like the VA off 307,000 veterans by neglect, or even worse, have these children come home in body bags. Is getting a treasured folding flag worth it? Is that patriotism? Patriotism would be talking to your politicians about not having these illegal wars. The premise of this is the constitutionality of everything. These elected officials swore an oath to protect that Constitution, and because most Americans don't even know what the Constitution is, this is why they get away with it. And why also, you can Google this, or whatever browser you want to use. People are being arrested for handing out constitutions. They're being arrested for letting people know about jury nullification, for when the state wants to go against someone because of a victimless crime. So the guy was smoking pot. Big deal. Anyway, I know, like my friend said about the placing of the oil lines through the Dakotas that we talked about here before, that when that spill happened, that he says that, hey, you know, people got to drive. I mean, fools. I mean, because of the doctor screwing up my life here 22 months ago like that, and I need these darn painkillers, doesn't mean I advocate the United States military going over to Afghanistan to seize opium and have all those U.S. boys die for my pain. God, do people ever wake up? In lieu of that, I did a tweet earlier with a picture of a drone on it. A drone, I said, it's like buying a kid a pellet gun and watching a pure joy on his face as he sits there killing innocent birds for hours from a comfortable chair on your porch. Good aim, Johnny. Attaboy. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned. Anytime, anywhere you go, it's on top.
Table talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm trying to run a smear towards Granny here. Okay. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Hey, I got two stories here coming up here, but remember, I look for trends, and I want you to pay attention here, but I got some humor beforehand, so bear with me. I hope you catch on to these two, please. This is a fact. You know, Christopher Columbus wore bloomers and long stockings. It's not easy to sign a crew up for 6 months. Of course, there is a way to make an elephant jump. You need earplugs and a pair of bricks. Oh, Tom, he would call. Anyway, hang on, Tom. Many in today's world are finding out that Tarzan could swing both ways. And on top or bottom of that one-liner, I have some news for you. If you research all those individuals that are involved in pedophile indictments, you'll knows where I'm going with these stories, as there's a hook to them. Why those in power are decriminalizing them. Got it? The UK Conservative government is set to announce plans for the introduction of lessons on homosexuality and transgenderism for primary schools students, despite an official petition which has been signed by over 100,000 people, and the children cannot opt out. In lieu of that, LGBT magazine publishes op-ed slamming Trump's effort to decriminalize homosexuality worldwide. Now, remember, I says, who is involved in these Epstein and, you know, got it? On Tuesday, Out magazine, devoted to LGBT issues, ran an op-ed slamming President Trump's effort to decriminalize homosexuality. This is a magazine that's lobbying against Trump to decriminalize homosexual behavior across the globe, snapping that it's a cover for the colonialist attitude towards Iran. Pay attention. The author actually defended Iran from charges that the theocratic regime has a brutal record against homosexuals, quoting the leftist Guardian, which stated that in the last 5 years, the government has relaxed its anti-gay laws. The author of the op-ed, Matthew Rodriguez, wrote that Richard Grenell, the U.S. ambassador to Germany, who is gay and a staunch opponent of Iran, is trying to reach an economic goal by painting the administration's opponent as anti-gay. So, as I said, the article goes on to demonize Iran, who hung a homosexual or has hung homosexuals in the past, but omits what the United States ally, Saudi Arabia, does daily to gays. See an agenda here? Perhaps, folks, this is why all those wars are for oil. Oil for petroleum jelly. Anyway, got a caller online. Tom down in Utah. Tom, hope you're having a good evening.
Oh, wow. Well, I should have waited
stab,
to call
that
you.
That was my stab at humor. I'm just dicking with you.
Well, you're probably not far from wrong. I just went into shock today, though. You know, I have a defendant that I've been laboring to, establish his innocence. I just found out from him today that when he was taken into the jail, they forced him to take Prozac.
Really?
I said, what? He said, I asked him if he'd been on any psychotropic drug in his life, and he said, yeah, several years, but I got off that. And I said, well, when's the last time you took Prozac? And he said, I was forced to take it when I went into the jail here in our county. I said, forced? He said, yeah, they forced me to take Prozac.
Remember, Hitler was alleged to do all that, too.
Yeah, fenfluroxetine is a frontal lobe. It's a chemical lobotomy.
Well, Tom, remember, I forget the guy's name that wants to put lithium in U.S. water.
Well, lithium is kind of minor compared to fenfluroxetine or Prozac, yeah.
Yeah, they want to sedate the population. If you want something good to listen to, is listen to Willie Nelson's Highwayman, Committed to Park
right.
View. You'll get a laugh out of that one.
But anyway, when you get a moment, take a look at meadowsfire.com, meadowsfire.com.
Okay.
And you'll see this case where they, you know, they try to get this guy to sign a confession. And I just realized by giving him the Prozac, that interferes with the reasoning part of the brain, you know, the frontal lobe. So you're much more vulnerable to do things against your will.
Right.
Anyway, that's what I wanted. So I invite everybody to take a look at that meadowsfire.com. But remember that poor man who they were trying to accuse of this fire, they wanted to cover up their negligence by getting him to sign a confession. When I found out they tried to push Prozac on him, I'm livid.
Yeah, I would be too. All right, well, I got a break coming up here. Is there anything else?
That's it. Just go to, well, by the way, go to meadowsfire.com.
I'm on there right now.
Yes, you're married.
Good. All right, my best to you, okay? Thank you. Have a good evening. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, it's one of the great products you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And a little thing that you want to know. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Enlightening Hour of Keith Rogers with On Frequency in Western Montana. Anyway, I mentioned earlier Venezuela. There's an Argentina newspaper down there, Pangea, with 12 photos showing the Venezuelan opposition, there's video to this too, of the protesters burning the aid trucks on the Colombian side of the border, as I mentioned earlier, to blame the Venezuelan National Guard as a way to justify foreign intervention. When if you have any type of social media and you're on Twitter or something like that, I like to call out these worthless politicians that lie all the time. When they talk about humanitarian intervention. In America, as I've stated before, we have millions living in tent cities and cardboard boxes. Millions that are starving. As brought out last week, or the week before, 57 active duty Marines committed suicide, 22 in special ops in 2018. Over 8,000 annually veterans commit suicide. The VA, as I've mentioned, 307,000 killed. Well, neglect. Humanitarian aid. Children are going to bed hungry in this country. and it's getting worse and worse daily. And now they want to flood this country with illegal immigrants, which, oddly, as I mentioned earlier, get free schooling, get all these perks. I mean, a tweet to Secretary Pompeo was basically, remove the rafter from your own eye. Here's an evangelical Christian that is so compassionate, just like Marco Rubio, about, oh, I'm praying for the people in Venezuela. I'm praying for them. They can't do nothing here at home to feed Americans. Stores, the prices are so high, people can't afford to eat food that is good. Unlike your politicians that are making countless millions of dollars paid by their lobbyists. Yeah, they only make $174,000. What do you expect? They can't eat lobster every night. They're driving nice brand new cars, probably leased ones. Don't have to worry about anything else. Nice insurance policies on their homes, all this stuff, you know. But the people, the poor people down in Venezuela, it's just atrocious what's going on down there. That regime is killing people. Rick, I'll get you in a second here. I got one more story here. I'll pick up Rick. Ever hear the term catfishing? Well, it pops up now. This is a con which catches out NATO troops in this new report that has been revealed. NATO troops have been persuaded to abandon their post and reveal sensitive details about military maneuvers in a clandestine social media op launched by their own side. More than 150 soldiers were snarled in the so-called catfishing trap, to which they use Facebook, Instagram, and others to manipulate them. Entrapment, I guess you call it. A secret red team based at NATO's Stratcom Center of Excellence, kind of, I don't know why they named it that, in Latvia, targeted the unwitting troops as they took part in a scheduled military exercise in an allied country. So basically these troops were basically Instagramming photos of themselves, where they're at, blah, 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 and they were giving away critical military information. The report goes on to say that when it remained unclear Saturday night whether any British servicemen or women were targeted in the operation, and British military and cyber experts warned that the report was worrying. It was a worrying development. Stratcom's report did not reveal which of the 29 NATO countries was subject to the test. However, the report has been presented to Congress in Washington. It detailed how operatives set up fake social media pages, luring soldiers into closed Facebook groups or fake accounts, and then asked them sensitive questions about the military exercise they were involved with. That article's on the Telegraph if you want to read it further. Good evening, Rick, down there in Arizona. How are you doing, sir?
Good, Keith. I just want to make a couple of quick comments.
Go ahead.
First comment,
take my day.
On the Jesse story, I think he was paid to get caught. We got two people that conspired with him and received a money by a check, which nobody does in the real world. And then they didn't even deport the two guys, the two respectable young men from Africa. All right. And I think the reason why they did this is to slow the blacks down from jumping to conclusions if something really bad happened. We had two instances.
You might have a point there. You might have a point there, Rick.
Let me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't too long ago where everybody thought that this girl was shot by a white guy, and it turned out it was a black guy. So now they come back and they hit the public with this story, where now we got everybody holding their breath before they jump to conclusions on the next issue, because we can't control the streets of our city. Something like this could happen again. It could be real. We don't know. But we don't need to ignite the black community to burning half the country down. And we're getting closer to that all the time. Now, my second point is Donald Trump was at 38% like 6 weeks ago. And that is dangerously low. And what happened? The Democrats all of a sudden poured on the communism and they started chopping babies up in the back room. Now here comes Donald Trump on his white horse. He's not going to stand for socialism, and he's protecting the fetus. Now, another 2 weeks later, we've got reparations. What they're doing is they are piling the weights on the scale to make you like Trump. Because Trump has absolutely done nothing for anybody in this country except for Israel. I mean, Trump has delivered for the liberals in this country like you can't imagine. If you see what's actually happened and think critically, Trump is a New York liberal. He delivered on $500 million worth of abortion. He didn't do anything on the wall until the Democrats took over. Think of this. The Iranian nuclear deal was worked on for 10 years, and all the major powers were in on it. And he shows up a year later, he tears it up, and nobody says boo. Mm-hmm. Because he's doing what the Jews want him to do. The Jews don't want the wall. They want the immigration. This whole thing is BS, and I don't trust the Democrats and Republicans. I think they're in on Trump's popularity because they don't need anybody to replace Trump. The Democrats want Trump because he delivers.
Yeah, Rick, sometimes what you say makes me think you follow me on Twitter at times, but I see this too on Twitter where all your actresses and actors and stuff that are Jewish, they can't stand Trump, blah, blah, blah. Trump makes sure that Israel gets her money. There's giant billboards over there in Israel that says "Make Israel Great Again" with Trump on them. It's all a smokescreen. And again, these are these evangelicals like Secretary Pompeo and others that are all for this Israel thing and the Greater Israel Project, and they're going to make sure that Syria goes down. They're going to keep their troops there, these little contingency things like that, you know. And it goes on. Now they're going to keep this other, I forget how many bases in Iraq, on top of that billion-dollar embassy over there. They're not going nowhere in the Middle East. And, of course, this is all to so-called protect Israel. Of course, remember, Israel has, 200-some-odd nukes that has been confirmed anyway. Israel doesn't need that money for defense. And wait a second, Rick. Like I've said, Rick, when you start looking at Israeli arms sales and you see the countless billions upon billions of dollars Israel is selling in arms to all these third world countries, which is causing these conflagrations everywhere, where the U.S. troops have to go in, and then on top of that article on Zero Edge where it says that that general says that the U.S. Military should be prepared to die for Israel. This is what's going on.
Yeah. I beg to differ with all the people on the internet and in the mainstream media that says Israel has nuclear weapons. I think I know different. I think the industrialized world wouldn't let them have them. I know people in the test site area in Nevada years ago who said that no way do they have them. You have to test them. You need a lot of land. Israel's
too
small
to have any. Rick, they tested, and it's been confirmed down there, off of that South African island somewhere down there, that they tested that one, and they've been caught trying to sell it to South Africa. But now Trump says that they're trying to push nuclear arms into Saudi Arabia, and of course, then they say they're trying to thwart it, and then of course we know that Israel's already, you can Google this right off the Times of Israel, or Haaretz, that Israel is working with Saudi Arabia on nuclear weapons.
Well, look, I talked to people that were in the industry, worked underground, dealt with this stuff, and we talked about it, and they seem to think that it's just a hoax. They're always wanting you to think they got them. It's cheaper to make people think that you got them than actually have them, maintain them, test them. And then you got the crackpots in Israel that could grab one of those things. If one of them goes off accidentally, the whole country is screwed with radiation. So I believe the people that are in the industry that say they don't have them. Everybody wants you to think that they have them. So anyway, we just disagree on that. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, sounds good there. You have a good one there, okay? I'm going to, as we're talking here, let me get this little... Okay, this is a declassified thing. This is goes back to April 30th, 2002. All information contained herein is unclassified except for when otherwise. And, of course, a lot of it's been blocked out. Weapons. Richard Kelly Smith, extradited from Spain, admitted to grave error in shipping Israel devices that can fire nuclear weapons. And the title of it was Engineer Sentence in Nuclear Trigger Case. On top of that, there's another one here which is all blacked out. It says, once in a country, if blacked out, was initially available to meet with blacked out, then blacked out would deal with Benny, which is Netanyahu. Anyway, it was a common for the practice for the blacked out to high-ranking Israeli governmental officials, especially the members of the military, including, again, Israeli Prime Minister Sharon. Then a general also met with Benjamin Netanyahu while Netanyahu worked at his Healy Trading, blacked out, would meet with in restaurants in Tel Aviv and blacked out home and or business. It was not uncommon for blacked out to ask blacked out for unclassified material. Well, in the United States, blacked out, met with virtual blacked out numerous times in Los Angeles, blacked out and blacked out, would have dinner frequently. Anyway, this goes back to Jonathan Pollard. And again, this gets back to immigration. Jonathan Pollard used those, and I have Peretz clippings too there. But Jonathan Pollard used the nuke tech that he'd stole from the United States and other missile tech stuff to give to Israel, who in turn gave it to Soviet Union then, to increase immigration to from Russia to Israel. We have Israelis arming the neo-Nazis in Ukraine. Yes, the Jews are arming Nazis. But this, again, is a stated goal by Israel, is to increase immigration from Russian-speaking Jews to Israel. Again, as I mentioned with the mass flood of George Soros and those guys behind all this immigration stuff, this is all to facilitate the scare used, because since those wonderful Jews around the world, they're taught from infancy that the world hates them, and therefore it's easy to scare them. So they cause, you know, I mean, seriously, do you actually think that they only do false flags on Americans? But anyway, yeah, we can agree or disagree on a lot of things like that, but why would they go back to cover up so much stuff like that when it's been open in the thing there? And of course, there was I don't know if it was BBC or PBS documentary about certain areas around the Dimona reactor there where people were really sick, and it came out that it was this waste that was being dumped in one area there. You can do a search on that and find that. Anyway. So we see NATO on this other story here. They're setting up their soldiers. So anyone can tell what's going on with the cold weather training of all these soldiers, that definitely they're ramping up this war thing, the constant demonization of Russia, the constant hacking with China. And Taiwan is pissed off right now, Pakistan and India. And if you look at Russia and Japan is signing treaties over the Kuril Islands and stuff, you know, but this is so reminiscent of what I saw reading history and all this archive footage I've got of how Russia and Germany was making pacts, treaties on this and that, and suddenly war broke out with the same people. So I believe that a lot of Americans are going to see their kids sent off to wars here pretty soon. And again, they're all based on lies, whether it's Russian hacking of the elections and all stuff like that. It's been confirmed that both UK and Israel was the ones behind the U.S. Election hacking. And it goes on and on. But a lot of this is all diversion. And of course, we know that as I read those two other stories here about the other agenda here. Remember, Putin says, you're not going to be teaching that crap in our schools, arrested those at the Pussy Riot and stuff. And I don't say that Vladimir Putin is probably the best guy in the world or like that, but for a guy running his country there, he's closer to the Orthodox Christian Church than most people are. We just watched on Twitter of one of these Orthodox Jews who was in an airplane totally covered in a plastic bag. Didn't want to be around the Goyim, I guess. Anyway, my daughter Caribou had bought a big, huge bottle of Dawn dish soap here. This is interesting too. The soap was just over $3. I forget how much the amount of, how many ounces it was, but it had a cute little duck on the front label. And of course, it's used, as you know, for cleaning those poor little ducks after oil spills. And of course, the label said it's environmentally friendly. Now, I have a problem with this word here, so bear with me. It's mesothelioma. If I said that right. I listened to it being pronounced quite a few times here, so that's as close as I can get. It's a powerful synthetic biocide in which is used in numerous personal care products and a wide range of industrial applications. It's used for a wide range of personal products for humans, such as cosmetics, lotions, moisturizers, sanitary wipes, shampoos, sunscreens, which cause cancer probably, more than doubled, and of course their use has more than doubled in the first decade of the 21st century because of people's vanity. And, of course, it has been reported as a contact-sensitizing agent by the European Commission, Commission Scientific Committee on Consumer Safety. The industrial applications are also quite wide-ranging, from preservatives to sanitizing uses, antimicrobial agents. But anyway, it goes on, but it says, many of which increase potential exposure to it by humans as well as organisms, both terrestrial and marine life. So how does it get to be so duck-friendly? Does that make sense? Anyway, we've got another few minutes here, so I got time for another caller. If you want to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here. Coming up in the last part of my show here, I do thank all the callers and stuff that have called in, as well as the listeners out there and all the federal agents that might be listening, as well as Mossad and everyone else. and all my great Jewish friends and others. Anyway, I see a tweet here now about Donald Trump being featured with Jeremy Epstein. As I said, to me, when they started lowering the age of consent over in UK and then in Canada, I don't know if they ever did it, but it sounds like they have, where they're lowered, where they lowered the age of anal sex down to 16, and to where partners now, which is just broken yesterday, that in most of these cases, the so-called partner, whether it's forced or what, can be within 10 years of age. So if it's 16, you can have a 26-year-old diddling your daughter or son. They use that word on the reservation here, diddling. It's a more cleaner way. But anyway, plus we have all the priests, the pedophile rings, and the clergy that the Pope is either trying to defend or whatever like that, that it goes to show you, not just Americans, but if you're listening outside this country here, about how sick society is. And, you know, honestly, I think that, you know, times aren't getting worse. They're not. It's just that because of the darkness, we can see because we're in the light. And that's for those that still have their morals, integrity, that are still law-abiding citizens, that don't go out there and kill and rape and murder and steal and all this stuff like that. But we're the ones that recognize this stuff because it wasn't something we were brought up into. Yeah, we accepted people for what kind of shady lifestyles they had, and if it was their business, as long as they kept it at home, whatever like that. But when you see these like gay pride things where you've got men kissing boys, drag queens, or 10-year-old drag queens, or drag queens reading to your children at libraries, and they're, you know, like say this forced education on homosexuality and stuff. I mean, that might be okay if you're in that movement and stuff like that, but it doesn't mean that it's good for you, nor does it mean it's good for your children. And it's all about morality. And of course, Mike Rivero on his show Friday had read off about the 3-hour and 20 some odd minute thing, a list of the college opportunities. So if you want to go into his archives here for Friday's show and listen to the college opportunities, such courses as The Queering of God, which is in Pennsylvania. Berkeley's got the one on being a bottom in anal sex. And it goes on and on and on. They are trying so hard to get the populations to accept everything as it's normal. And it's not normal. And again, I have no problem with two men loving each other or two women loving each other or these little trysts that they have, like that, you know, as long as they keep it at home, you know. But when people get out there and they start demanding other people do what they want, it's ridiculous. Inasmuch as whether it's baking, say, a wedding cake or something like that, I grew up at a time period where all the stores and stuff had a sign on it that says, "We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone." And that could include you. So, same as no shirt, no shoes, no service. So, if it offends you, then don't shop there. In as much as if what Israel's doing, don't buy their products, you know. But when you force mandate laws on other people to accept a lifestyle or purchase things from known people that have these apartheid-type actions, genocidal, then it's up to you and your mental conscience, and no state or judge should be able to change that. Soon they'll tell us that having a Bible is illegal. They're already going after the guns. I mean, what next? Is this this utopian Brave New World society that we all want? Anyway, I don't know if Doug is live tonight or not, but up next is Blacklisted News Radio. Tune in next week here, hopefully, and if the Yellowstone hasn't gone off, there's been quite a few stories about that here lately. Thank you, Kenneth, in the control room for all your wonderful activities. Thank you in the chat room again and those wonderful listeners out there and the callers. And have a good evening, and it's currently 19 degrees here in western Montana, so have a good evening.
This is RB.